Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Joining you guys live today from Chicago, Illinois. As you guys know, I left Louisville, Kentucky yesterday, came to Chicago today, and I'll be here through the rest of this week. So glad you all could be with us as we've made it over the hump and win the homestretch towards the weekend. We, of course, give you news headlines coming up on this Thursday. Have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Have a throwback from our artist of the week, Halle Bailey, a song a lot of us got to know last year from The Little Mermaid, Part of Your World. We have Dr. Todd's positive thoughts. And in today's entertainment spotlight, this week I had a chance to speak with NBA great Jamal Mashburn. We talked about his career, but also how he's using his platform to bring attention to colorectal cancer screening, a very important topic this month. You'll be a part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In Mississippi news, a fourth former Mississippi officer is sentenced to 40 years in racially charged torture cases, says CNN. A fourth former Mississippi law enforcement officer who pleaded guilty to torturing two black men was sentenced to 40 years in prison Wednesday as accounts of the horrifying brutality of the self-styled goon squad of deputies gripped a federal courtroom. A judge imposed the harshest sentence so far on former Rankin County Sheriff Deputy Christian Deadman, saying he committed the most shocking, brutal, and cruel acts imaginable. Details of a nightmare of racially motivated beatings, torture, and even a mock execution in January 2023 unfolded for a second day as victims came face to face with their tormentors, and each of the rogue former officers was sentenced for what the FBI director described as atrocious acts of pure hell. The emotional sentencing hearing Wednesday afternoon under heavy security focused on Deadman and his assault on one of the victims. An officer with the U.S. Marshals Service told people in court to keep control over their emotions, saying the hearing would be highly contentious. All six former officers pleaded guilty in August of last year to federal charges of conspiracy against rights, deprivation of rights under color of law, conspiracy to obstruct justice, and obstruction of justice. The final two defendants will be sentenced today. In addition to their federal charges, the six defendants also face a bevy of state charges for which they await sentencing. In national news, congressional leaders sell $1.2 trillion spending package to members before shutdown deadline. Congressional leaders from both parties look to put a positive light on a $1.2 trillion spending package the lawmakers are working to approve before funding expires at midnight Friday for a host of key government agencies. Text of the legislation had not been released as of Wednesday afternoon, but lawmakers and aides were expecting an official unveiling later in the day today. The package, which is expected to pass, will wrap up Congress' work on spending bills for the year, nearly 6 months after the fiscal year began. This year's dozen spending bills were packed into two packages. The first one cleared Congress 2 weeks ago, just hours before a shutdown deadline for the agencies. Now Congress is focused on the second, larger package, which includes $886 billion for defense, about a 3% increase from last year's levels. The bill also funds the Departments of Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, Labor, and others, with non-defense spending expected to be relatively flat compared to prior years. Leaders worked to sell the package to members in a closed-door meeting with GOP lawmakers in the morning on Wednesday. Speaker Mike Johnson described a few of the policy changes that helped Republicans were able to secure in the latest negotiation. The House is expected to vote on the second package on Friday, giving lawmakers more than a day to examine the legislation, but in doing so, leadership is bypassing a House rule that calls for giving lawmakers 72 hours to review major legislation before having to vote on it. Once the bill passes the House, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he will put it on the Senate floor. In more national news, judge clears way for Trump to appeal ruling keeping Fani Willis on Georgia 2020 election case. The judge overseeing the Georgia 2020 election interference case cleared the way Wednesday for Donald Trump and other defendants to appeal a ruling allowing Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis to remain on the prosecution. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee's ruling means defense attorneys can ask the Georgia Court of Appeals to review the judge's decision not to disqualify Willis or dismiss the indictment over her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. It will be up to the appeals court to decide whether to hear the matter. The judge said he would continue working to get the case ready for trial by addressing other matters in the meantime. But while Willis had made clear her determination to turn the page from weeks of embarrassing headlines, the judge's decision to greenlight the appeal allows defense attorneys to keep at the forefront allegations of impropriety that threaten to damage the public's perception of the prosecution. And finally, in business news, Wall Street rallies to records as Fed Reserve still sees rate cuts for 2024. U.S. stocks rallied to records Wednesday after the Fed Reserve indicated it's likely to deliver the cuts to interest rates this year that Wall Street craves. The S&P 500 jumped 46 points, 0.9%, to 5,224 and set an all-time high for a second straight day. It's already run up 9.5% so far in the young year, which is a bit better than the average for a full year over the past two decades. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 401 points, or 1%, to 39,512, and the Nasdaq Composite roared 203 points higher, or 1.3%, to 16,369. Both also hit records. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for Mr. My Book Word That Choose to Live By. Enjoy.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Word That Choose to Live By. Real happiness cannot be tied to a person, place, or thing. It starts with you loving the person you were created to be and realizing that you are at your best living life as an individual. Have an amazing Thursday.
Halle Bailey is our artist of the week this week. You guys have been hearing her new single, In Your Hands. But, of course, a lot of us were drawn to Halle last year because of The Little Mermaid and her rendition of Part of Your World. Here it is, right here on Conversation Daily News.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabob? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see, want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Thank you.
It's now time for Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts. Enjoy.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Todd with a positive 365 positive thought. Our dreams remain bright despite unexpected detours. Life often throws unexpected challenges and detours on our journey toward our goals. However, it is essential to remember that these obstacles don't extinguish the brilliance of our plan. They might dim for a moment, but they can always be reignited. Life's detours are not roadblocks, but stepping stones to our most significant achievements. Embrace them. Stay resilient and keep your dreams shining bright. You've got this. I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Taz. Join me several times each day for my positive thoughts, helping you transform your mindset, circumstances, and life on positive365.net. Positively different.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Jamal Mashburn in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Entertainment Spotlight. NBA great Jamal Mashburn joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about how he's using his platform to bring attention to colorectal cancer screening is a bit of our conversation.
Jamal, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Cyrus. Thanks for having me.
Well, look, I want to say, first of all, thank you for using your platform to raise awareness for something that is so important as colon cancer awareness. So what can you tell us about the Box Out Colon Cancer Campaign?
Well, I teamed up with Exact Sciences and the Blue Hat Foundation to really to encourage people 45 years and older to get screened for colon cancer. It's something that's personal and near and dear to my heart. My mother dealt with colon cancer at the height of my NBA career back in 2003 when I became an all-star. And it was tough dealing with, on one hand, where I'm at the height of my professional journey, and then on the other end, on a personal journey, my mother is in a hospital dealing with colon cancer. And if she would have got screened earlier, probably would have been a different outcome for her. We probably would have detected some things early and not been able to go on that difficult hospital healthcare journey that we had to go on when dealing with colon cancer with her.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you sharing that, Jamal. I'm sure just people knowing that would show them the importance about screening. So in your conversations about the Box Out Colon Cancer Campaign, what do you normally tell people about the importance of those colon cancer screenings?
Well, one of the importance of the screening is that colon cancer is preventable, but the least prevented cancer. It's treatable and preventable if caught early. And I think this campaign has allowed us to have an open dialogue about colon cancer. Certain in my community, African-American community, we don't really have those discussions for a lot of different reasons. One being fear, and it's also a stressful and an intimidating topic to talk about, especially your health. But if you're going to be available, go to the doctor and get screened, and at least you know what you don't know, and you can be there for your loved ones and your wife or your kids in the future and create long-lasting memories.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with you guys on tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.